It's Wednesday the 21st of January, and I'm actually stood in Washwater. I'm probably 30 feet from the shoreline at the moment, and it's 3:15 in the afternoon, and believe me, it's dark. When I say dark, it's extremely overcast. Great Gable is the summit has gone. It ain't there. And but there's some beautiful light on the side of Kirkfell and the valley in between Gable and Kirkfell. You can actually see Moses Trod very clearly up the side of Gable. But there's little or no dominant light around. There's just that dappled little bit of what I call godlight that's just illuminating the slopes. And there's no wind. I mean, you can hear, that's my feet in the water. There's nothing lapping at all. Extremely calm. I'm here just to see what I can get. It's one of those things, it's a bit like fishing, isn't it? Sometimes you come out and you catch, and other times you don't. But for me, just being here is magical. Still, listen. Absolutely still. There are no herdwicks bleating. And coming over the back, I'm just turning round now, looking towards Buckbarrow. It's quite grey. It looked the other way, and there's a most wonderful light. So the water itself is dark. I took some pictures before, and the rocks in the water were nicely illuminated. I thought we were going to get a grand old sunset, but I think that might just pass us by this evening. Tomorrow, I'm out and about with my good friend David Powell Thompson. Got a few photo deliveries in the morning. But tomorrow afternoon, we're hoping to go out and just spend a few hours plodding around. I think the intention is somewhere over in the Esk Valley. And I'm after a few snowy picks, if possible. I'm currently using the Fuji X-Pro 1. I've been using that mirrorless camera for, almost since they came out. It's 2.5-3 years now. And whilst I'm a devotee of full-frame cameras, I think most of you listening to this who go walking on the fells, the mountains, will know that carrying a full-frame camera plus a couple of decent pieces of glass can be quite hefty. And as some of you know who know me, my back's not the greatest. So I've been trying this out. And of course, with the Wildcamp thing coming up this year, the intention was to try and utilise equipment that was lighter but could still do the job. I've already done some of those up to now, and I'm very pleased with the photographs. Today is a little bit challenging here. I'm using not only the X-Pro 1, but I've got the Lee 7.5 system as well. And I've just plopped on the, probably the wrong word to use, stood in this water here, but I've just put on the little stopper, not the big stopper. I don't see the point in going that far. By the way, just to slightly diverting, I was here one day, and this lovely chap comes over and starts talking to me about photography, and he says, "Oh," he said, I've got a stopper on at the moment." He said, "In fact, I've got 3 10 stoppers on." This was mid-afternoon in June, and I've no idea what he managed to glean, but he was obviously trying to create a new genre of photography. So I find the little stopper is adequate, more than adequate in most light. All right, occasionally, you know, when it's really whippy and windy, then and you can bolt the tripod down almost, then the 10 gives some most amazing effects, especially when the sky is moving. But today it's not. There's absolutely no point in dragging out exposures when there's not going to be a great deal of movement in the sky. But the water's got a nice sheen on it, and a little bit of reflection, so hopefully that will look quite effective around the rocks. So I'm going to sign off now. I've continued to get some of these pics done. The light has dropped even further. Suppose it's what you expect for a late January afternoon. But it has dropped, and I'll hang around and just see occasionally. You get these incredible bursts of light here, but I think because the tops are covered today and there's that much cloud cover, I don't think it's really going to come. So anyway, I shall sign off at the moment and hopefully pick this up tomorrow. Well, change of plan. It's now actually just 7:30 in the morning. I've been here for best part of about 40 minutes now. I'm on Wastwater. There is ice on the periphery just by the shoreline. Little or no wind. You can probably hear the ravens just calling in the background. And it's a really lovely morning. Extremely still. The sky has a few clouds in it. You can't see, I mean, it's difficult to see Scawfell and around the other side of the Screes anyway, but for those of you who know the area, I'm probably about 100 yards behind the island at the moment, right on the shoreline amongst all the rocks. I mean, the water has receded considerably. And I'm looking at Gable, which is, it isn't lit yet. There's no fabulous light coming from behind it, but it's all defined now. And there is snow, I would say probably about a few inches covering up towards the top, and there's very little in the lower. It was 0 degrees when I got up this morning, but there was very little ice on the road. I'm always a bit wary. Quite a few of you that know me are aware I had a bit of a bad smash up here 4 years ago, just black ice. So I'm extremely careful when I drive around here. Anyway, I'm going to get on with snapping these shots. And I'll post one or two of them on Twitter. And alongside this blog, I'll put a few of the actual shots I've taken today. So it's now mid-afternoon. And the intention today was to go and walk up Harter Fell. But to be fair, everywhere is looking a bit claggy. So I am with my good friend and walking companion, David Powell Thompson. And we've made our way actually up Middle Fell, but we ain't got at the top, have we, David? We've not actually reached the summit.
We're about as high up as the summit of Bookborough, looking out towards the Irish Sea. See the estuary at Ravenglass where the three rivers come in, and the fertile plain of West Cumbria.
It's looking a bit claggy, isn't it? So
it's looking decidedly weird.
So rather than go up to the summit, we've decided to stop here. And in actual fact, there were some fabulous looking crepuscular rays before, and hopefully I managed to capture them. But have to say, it's looking rather misty, isn't it? So
it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. So I think better part of valour is to descend and get back home.
Find somewhere warm.
Thank you very much.